Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International on this Thursday morning. The time is 10 past 11. My name is Ibrahim Daya, keeping you company up until noon, inshallah. Joining us on the program today, we do have Brother Idris Khamisa, and he will be sharing with us his advices and his inspiration. And the topic that we're looking at today is taking our homes for granted, and why do we do this? So we'd like to welcome Idris Bhai to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Maulana? Are you having a beautiful day?
Yes, alhamdulillah, having a beautiful day. It is a bit cold, it is by, but nonetheless, we are in good spirit. And how's it your side? How are you doing? How's the weather that side?
It's beautiful. You know, the winter of Durban is so mild, alhamdulillah. And tell me, Maulana, are you still happily married, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, still very, very happily married.
I hope your beloved wife is listening to you, and you are caressing her tender earlobes with a mellifluous voice. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, is this by the topic that you suggested for today and that you wanted to speak about is that of taking our homes for granted. And it's something that, you know, they say that, you know, the more we see things around us, the more we become comfortable with things around us, then they seem to become invisible to us, and we sort of take that for gratitude, whether it be or take it for granted, like our homes, our parents, whatever it is around us, the more we see it, the more we take it for granted. So a very interesting topic, no doubt, that you've chosen, and maybe just a bit of insight into this topic, is this right?
Yes, you know, one of the tragic things that many people do, and something that all of us regret, is that, you know, we have taken our home for granted, our spouses and our children, in the sense that we do not engage with them. We almost disengage. We are very active in the community, doing wonderful things. But with our own families, I mean, the question, I'll ask a few basic questions. When last, for example, did you have a conversation with your spouse, a conversation? When last, for example, you had a conversation with your children? When last, for example, the family as a whole sat down and had mashura? When last, for example, to really, said, you know, I'm going to get to know my son, my daughter, my wife or my husband? And in the sense that what I'm saying is this, the kind of values that we place on people outside our home sometimes is disproportionate, because we do not attach the same value. In fact, the value at home should be far, far greater. And the reason I'm saying all of this is that, you know, you find, sometimes sadly, you find that children would say, you know what, I never got to know my father. He was never expressive. He was never involved in my education. He never asked me about how am I doing, and so on and so forth. You know, whilst I acknowledge that people have different ways of showing their emotions, but it's very, very important that the prophetic way is to be expressive. And the thing is also, I mean, the other dimension about taking home for granted is the fact that you assume that everything is fine, you know. You heard nothing, everything is fine, that everyone is happy, and then suddenly you hear a story that your son was contemplating suicide, that your daughter has eloped, and so on and so forth. And then you said, my gosh, I never knew. No, the point is not about you not knowing. The point is that you were not vigilant enough or observant enough that your children, when they went through any kind of crises, they did not speak to you. They are afraid to chat with you. Because sadly, many parents and many husbands, for example, the only attitude towards anything is reprimand, you chastise, and so on and so forth. So I think what I'm saying is that you need to, when you come home from work, I know it's difficult, but you need to rest a bit, but get actively involved with your family. Because what has happened in our homes today, we are living under the same roof. Every child is doing his own thing. And often many meals are not even eaten at home. the kids are going to fast foods and restaurants, and you are taking all of that for granted. So there isn't an opportunity of meeting, engaging, loving, and embracing each other.
Yes, and when we look at this topic, it is bad. When we speak about it, that one thing is you find that we hear over and over again of perfecting our akhlaq, being good towards people, but sometimes we'll find that we spend more efforts with people that are strangers in terms of making an impression than the person that is closest to us, that when we go outside, we have that, we'll be friendly, we'll be talking with them. And then when we come home, it sort of goes into that bubble where now you're not so friendly, now you're not asking, you're not so involved, whether it be with your spouse, whether it be with the children, whether it be with your parents. And it sometimes could have, or would really have, a negative effect on building that family bond.
Tony, what you're saying is true, and I think many of us are guilty of it. And, you know, what we need to do. Therefore, you find that when you as a family have certain rituals, when you have a dynamic family routine, you know, on a daily basis, in that way what happens, there's purpose, there's intentionality, and, you know, and the family are quite excited about it, because the family is such a powerful institution, you know. The fact that, you know, there are many people who are individualistic, have no family support, and they, you ask them, they go through lots of bouts of depression, they go through anxiety, they feel a sense of alienation. So I think it's important for us to get the right balance, and it's important. But the other aspect to all of this is that your spouses, we need to understand the nature of each other's work. I mean, as a husband, I need to understand the nature of my wife's work. So there is, you know, and she needs to understand my work, the stresses I go through, and so on and so forth. So when there is reciprocal understanding, then we begin. You see, the point is this: when you do not take your family for granted, what do you do? So you acknowledge them, you appreciate them, you make dua for them, you support them, and this is something fundamental. But nothing is more beautiful than support in the family. When children know that my daddy loves me, he has told me that, his behavior suggests that, and the way he speaks about us outside is an indication that he is indeed proud of us. And that way what it will do, it will be an incentive for the young boy never ever to hurt the feelings of his parents, to do the right things, whether it's in their presence or the absence. And that's an important thing, because many a kid who does things wrong, I often find, is a reflection on the home. And sometimes they do wrong to merely to get the attention of the parents, you know.
Yes, showing affection to children and being kind to them, speaking to them, teaching them what is correct, and having that sort of relationship with them is also from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we know there is a story, something to the effect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kissed one of the smaller children, and someone said to him that, I've had so many children and I've never ever kissed them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah will place mercy in your heart. You should do these actions. And it's something also just to show affection. It's something that we find has maybe become not. It's uncommon these days, where you find that telling your children that you love them, telling them that you are proud of them when they do something good, to show that you are proud of them and you are a part of their life, whether it be with their schooling, whether it be with their madrasa, whether they took part in some social or some community work, and just to show them that you support them and you are proud of them.
You know, what you're saying is so true. But whilst you were talking, a thought struck me. You know, I come across many cases, alhamdulillah, where people complain about the fathers or their husbands who, alhamdulillah, who read the salah on time. They go to the mosque and read the salah. They got the outer trappings of Islam. You know, they may have a turban, they have the kurta, alhamdulillah, is a sunnah, and we are so proud of them. Yet, you know, the same kind of, you know, Islam is not manifested in the behavior towards their own family. I mean, I know of people who have spoken to me, and they said, you know, I'm so afraid of my father. I'm so afraid of my father. I cannot talk to him. You know, and I think, you know, what happens is this, that people do not realize the one thing is your relationship with Allah. And in that dynamic, you know, inshallah, Allah will be Ghafoor Rahim, you know, inshallah. right? But there is other dynamic, is relationship with the ummah, your relationship with your family. And that is a very, very critical thing. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us, far worse to break the Kaaba is to break the heart of the believer.
Yes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in other ahadith had also mentioned that the best of you is the best, is that who treats his family and treats his spouses the best. And it is, but it's also, you know, people argue and people, you know, would bring up the point that, you know, sometimes we work in the entire day, we come home, we're tired, we just want to come home, relax. You know, we don't have that time, or maybe we don't have that energy about spending that time or having that conversation with them because they feel that they've worked the entire day. But it's all about priorities as well, that when you come home, you should forget about that work or leave that at the door, and then now enter this new, where you enter into your home. Now, you know, it's a different environment where you have to show them attention and you have to speak to them instead of just taking it for granted, where you come home, you eat your food, you maybe got to finish some of your work as well, and then go to bed.
Yes, but you know, at the same token, you know, it's difficult to switch on and switch off. I think what is important is that when the father does come home, I think he must be given space for him to unwind, relax, and, you know, change into comfortable clothes and whatnot. And then after all that is done, that he makes sure that the time he spends is qualitative, is engaging and loving. That's very, very important, because the same father who complains he has no time, when suddenly his son does something that is so drastic, he's in prison or he's incarcerated, or suddenly you realize that he's in drugs, suddenly your life stops, suddenly nothing else has become more important than now reconnecting with your child. So I think it's a question of priorities, the question of saying that the most critical people in the world are your own family first, you know. It's very critical. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of his akhlaq and conduct with his family, that's perfect and something that we need to emulate. And I want to say that Allah make it easy for fathers and mothers and family people, because we are living indeed in very challenging times, right? And I think it's important for us to recognize that.
Just a reminder to our listeners that you can interact with us, you can phone in, share with us some of the ways that you've found that helps build a better home, so that you don't take it for granted, whether it be your spouse, your parents. What have you practiced on? What have you learned? How can you also share with us on the program? The number to dial is 011-854-1548, or you could send an SMS. The number is 48855. That is 48855. Also, you could WhatsApp us. The number, the WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548.
And also, what I'm going to do is that the first three callers, right? The first three callers in the program, inshallah, will give them a free ticket for our marriage conference, which we'll talk about a little later. Inshallah, the first three callers.
Yes, so there, if you didn't have any incentive to phone, that is it, that you can get three free tickets that Rizba is willing to give to the first three callers who will then contribute to the program. So again, the number to dial is 011-854-1548, and contribute to the program, and in exchange you will get a ticket to that marriage conference that is taking place later. And Rizba, we will speak about that also later, but just on this topic of taking things for granted. One thing also that, you know, we learn from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it says that, you know, two things that people take for granted and they really don't appreciate and don't make full use of it. One of that is good health, and one of that is your free time. That you're using that free time in a way that will benefit you, that will maybe empower you, upskill you, instead of just wasting it. And also the health that we have, you know, when we are young or in our young years, we won't be able to get that back. So that is also something that we find, even in today's time, people do take it for granted.
Yes, you know, your health is very critical. And, you know, all of us, only when we get sick, suddenly we begin to appreciate our good health. And we need to really be aware that we are mortal beings, that we are going to die. So whilst we are youthful and exuberant, we must do the best we can, whenever we can, inshallah.
Yes, Rizba, just as you said that the lines are already buzzing, and Sheikh Samir just told me now that we have three callers online. So we'll go to the first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Hi, Mawlana Daya.
Alhamdulillah, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. I wish you a very, very happy marriage. And I'd like to wish all the Muslims all over the world a pleasant, blessed Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. And keep you all well. And inshallah, Allah gives all hidayat in this Mubarak month. Keep the rozas. Read the namazes on time and read a lot of Quran, and Allah give barakat in everybody's home, and Allah Pak keep everybody healthy and wealthy, inshallah. And may Allah bless all of you, the Mawlanas of Radio Islam, and the presenters and the alims and all of these that do so much for Radio Islam. May Allah bless you all, keep you well, and in the akhirah keep you all the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaws. That's my dua for every Muslim and everyone in this world who is alive. Allah keep them all well and happy. And Allah, this Mubarak month, I hope Allah Pak bless all of you and reward you all of you, inshallah. That's Amen. My dua for you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is the first caller just giving us du'as, and I really appreciate it.
Alhamdulillah, very nice. May Allah say ameen to that, and may Allah, we have to, and this month is coming of Ramadan, inshallah, let it be the best month. We are spiritually uplifted, our life is transformed, we are an inspiration, inshallah, to fellow humanity, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. I hope they took the number down of the caller, and
yes,
we can, inshallah, arrange. You must let me know. Give me the names and
yes,
the whatever phone numbers,
yes,
right?
We will forward it is by the details, and then from there we can take it. We'll go to the second caller that we have. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen, summa ameen to the ladies' duas. May Allah accept, inshallah.
Ameen.
What I'd like to say is what Idris Bhai said is correct. But also we should just love our children and be there for them unconditionally for the pleasure of Allah. But also know how far to go with them, because children are very manipulative. They can use you to become self-destructive. And that's what I have to say. If you could just enlighten us more about that. Thank you very much.
Jazakumullah khairan. Yes, it is.
Yeah, how to respond to that?
Yes.
See, there is this erroneous notion that when you love your child, that you never discipline them. In fact, if you really love your children, you'll discipline them. Because you want to teach them consequences and accountability, that there are consequences for behavior that is negative and positive consequences for good behavior. And it's a very important thing. And you also discipline with love. You've got to have boundaries. You've got to teach children boundaries. You've got to. And the thing is also, the point that I'm making, is not only when your kids do something wrong. When they do right, acknowledge them, affirm them, hug them, embrace them. And that is fundamental. Because that is kind of, incentive. This is what they say. This is what they call extrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation is when parents acknowledge, thank the children, reward them when they do good. Do not reward them all the time, because kids can manipulate that. And when they do wrong, you do not ignore it. You discuss it. You find out why they did what they did. And you got to discipline them, And that's fundamental. And she's right. When you give, children can manipulate. They are very, very sharp, They know what to do. And the part of the process is the mother and father must be united the way they bring up the children. One can't be a harsh disciplinarian, and the other too soft,
Yes, very important to that. And this way we'll go to the third caller now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, doing well, and yourself?
Alhamdulillah, and salams to the entire staff at Radio Islam.
Ji.
And my well wishes over Ramadan and for the rest of the year, inshallah. Amen. I'd like to contribute towards the program. By saying that when a couple enters into a marriage, it's easy to become a mother and a father, but to become parents is the most difficult job on earth. I think so.
Yes.
But with perseverance, with the right values, with the right nurturing and the right direction and guidance, you can produce wonderful children and good children. And another, the most important aspect in a child's development is to teach a child life skills and to teach a child about self-independence. And the thing is, even when it comes to rewarding a child, always, you know, teach the child about good values, about appreciation, gratitude, and first and foremost, about gratitude to the child's creator and to our creator. And a family that prays together will stay together, that is the saying. And I think, you know, it goes, it carries them throughout life. Once the right values are inculcated into a child, and by teaching them by example, definitely they're going to emulate the parents. But if we do not invest in our children, and if we do not appreciate them, reprimand them when there is a necessity, and reward them also when there's a necessity. So we've got to find the right balance with these children. If we are balanced adults, and we also work on the problem areas that we have, with the right understanding, with compromise, with respect, and with dedication and control, you know, of our entire situation. Never have to throw tantrums in front of your children. Do not fight. Do not be vicious in a home. Do it behind closed doors if you are adults. Do it with restraint and with respect and with love and understanding, and your children will follow by example. And at the end of the day, it costs you nothing just to say, I love you, to give the child a hug, and be a forgiving parent, not at all times. But when it is necessary, also reprimand the child when the child is wrong, so that their child will also be a just parent and a leader and a strong person in life. You know, and teach them to pray as much as they can. So inshallah, Allah will guide them throughout their lives and make their lives and their akhirat successful, inshallah. Amen. And all the best to the Muslim Ummah. That is all I have to say. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. It is by an interesting point that she raises as well.
Alhamdulillah. She must be a radio presenter, alhamdulillah. You know, she's a very comprehensive response. I have nothing to add to what she said. I think it was self-explanatory. I think it's a very comprehensive response to the challenges that people find themselves. Because for me, I think amongst all the things that she said, the most critical thing is connecting your children to Allah. You know, I mean, that's the most important thing. That's the missing dimension in many homes, you know, that we are so concerned, as someone said, in giving our children what we did not have, we have forgotten to give them what we had, you know. And I think that's important, is to make sure the values, that we connect them to Allah, and that inshallah that our children become worthy, you know, worthy part of the ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, it is why you did say that the first three calls, but we do have other callers on the line. We'll take their calls as well, just so that they may share their opinions and contribute.
I'm in a good mood, man. You know what? We'll take all the numbers down and we'll see then, inshallah.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jee, sister.
Hello. I would like to comment on this. You see, when the children get married, then the parents, especially the mothers, when they come to their sons, they don't want to let go. It's a new life for the son. They must allow the children to let go and guide them and be there for them. The boys mustn't be like mama's boys, and they mustn't break family ties. You see, when they start breaking the family ties and having the boys to stay with them, the daughter-in-law of today's time, they'll say, oh, the mother-in-law come from the old school, and she's got all the old habits of reading and making tilawat and things like that. The girls of today are modern, and they want to go ahead with their life.
Yes.
When they face challenges in their life, then they want to come to their parents and ask the parents for guidance. That is where you step in. As a mother-in-law, you let go your children. Don't hold on to them. The moment you hold on to them, that is where all the problem comes. Two women folks can't stay under one roof. The competition is there when it comes to cooking food and anything of that sort. The praises are there for the daughter-in-law. Then the mother-in-law feels offended that now, you see, the challenges is there now. The mother-in-law feels that all these years I have cooked and I have fed my family, and in return, they don't appreciate it.
Jesus.
So this is little things that adds up in life. We educate our children Islamically and education in our English and everything.
Okay.
But the most important thing is respect.
Gee.
Today's kids do not have respect. When they are small, as toddlers, they will respect the parents, they will listen to the parents and do as they were told. But the moment the parents have gone old, they will stand up and take out the big eyes and embarrass the parents in front of their spouses.
Yes, sister.
That is unacceptable. And the mother or the father, with tears falling in their eyes, they will just take a walk and go away. They won't even stand up and say anything to embarrass their children in front of their spouses. But on the other hand, the spouses, the children will embarrass the parents in front of their spouses.
Okay. Jazakumullah for that, sister.
Okay.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikum salam. Yes, I'm just seeing, is there any more callers, Sheikh Sami? One more call at this point, and then we'll finish that. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jee.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Jee, sister, you live on air.
Jee. All I want to say is that my son is 20 years old. Inshallah, I'd like him to settle down very soon. And my dua, and I want everybody to make dua for me. I must find a daughter to know who's going to be suitable to my family, to me, someone like lovable and livable, like the way we are. First of all, she mustn't be my daughter, you know. She must be my best friend first, and then she must be my daughter, and then my daughter, you know. Please make dua for me.
Inshallah, we will make that.
Assalamu
alaikum. Yes, it is. By those were the five callers that called in. We do have their numbers. Inshallah, we'll decide what to do from there. It is by.
Gigi. I didn't respond to those last two callers, right? I mean, the last one is a dua, and we say Ameen to her. The other caller, Allah bless her. But you see, the thing is, you know, we must understand that every home situation is different. The needs are different. Not all people can stay on their own. Sometimes you have to stay with your parents. And not all mother-in-laws are bad. Not all daughter-in-laws are bad. You know, in inverted commas, I use the word advisedly. And I think it's very, very important, the critical thing that I always recommend. In fact, I'm going to meet with the Jamiat and all the ulama bodies and tell them they have to make it compulsory that there is no nikah without premarital counseling. And in this counseling, there is a discussion about living conditions, where they're going to stay, how they're going to stay. There's also, you know, an understanding of, you know, the relationship dynamics and a whole range of things. So that the, you know, the families themselves together are happy. And you find today, you know, really, there are many situations, for example, in which you find that the children are torn between the father and the mother and vice versa. And it's become a very, very sad indictment, you know, when these things do happen. But alhamdulillah, a wonderful point that we raised.
Welcome back to the Al Mashriq program on Radio Islam International. The time is 20 minutes to 12. We are joined by Idris Khamisa, and we are discussing taking things for granted, or taking our homes for granted, our parents, our children, and why is it that this happens and how we should avoid it. And we have opened the lines, and the lines have been buzzing. We have two more callers on the line that will take their calls and let them share their contributions to the program. The caller on line one, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, sister.
Mulana, I just like to contribute. Excellent program of Uncle Idris. And another thing I've got is, there's a family that I know of. Granny stays in the house with her daughter-in-law. And now my daughter-in-law's got four sons. And two sons are living with her. And her daughter-in-laws are living with her also in the house. And she's got four granddaughters. And they are very, very happy. So I just contributed over that, because the woman that phoned previously says that two women can't live under one roof. I just agree upon that. That's
okay.
Why I phoned.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, like we said earlier in the program, each situation will be different, and you can't just make a blanket ruling on each one of them. And yes, the sister, or the call on the next line, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu just to say, the lady that spoke earlier, where don't keep your children, you know, as a mummy's baby or whatever the case may be, you know, that is not healthy. Tomorrow, God forbid the parents are not there, what does the youngster do? You understand? So he loses out. So don't let him, he's a man, let him go out, let him do his thing, but in the right way. So he must not be a mommy's baby and hold a mommy's tail all the time. Because those girls of today don't want that. You must be a strong man for that. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah khairan for that. Yes, sir. It's used by different callers with different perspectives.
Yeah, yeah. You see there, the second caller, is in psychological terms, you call that molly coddling. When you, do this to your children, you really strip them of their manhood, you know, and they will not have qualities like, you know, assertiveness, courage and resilience, and they'll become what they say, the word is emasculated, you know, they lose their maleness. And it's important, you know, I know parents mean well, but there comes a time, you know, therefore we begin life crawling, then we stand up, and then we walk, we manage to walk, then we run. And as you grow older, we go back to the cycle that you cannot run anymore. We begin to walk, and then we have difficulty in walking, and we go through the whole cycle. So it's very important that the mothers, you know, they mean well, but they have to, inverted commas, liberate the children, not mentally, liberate them in the sense that, allow them to lead their own adult lives. And you can be there as a guide, you know, and that is fundamental. And so I think what I would like to do now, Maulana, with your permission,
yes,
let us talk about this conference,
yes,
and then we take more callers, you know.
Okay, yes, it is. By we have been this marriage conference that's been happening. It's been the talk of the town, if I may say so, and people have been wondering when it's happening, why it's happening, who will be the speakers at this. So maybe you can just enlighten us first, it is by as to why we're having this conference.
Yes, alhamdulillah, you know, as I said once before, with Allah's blessing that I was invited as a speaker to this conference, and also I participated in the workshop, and at that time, the first time I met dynamic speakers, I knew the others, I met Yasmin Mujahid, I met Hala Banani, and I met Umar Suleiman, and all of them, and I found all of them very, very inspirational. And this is part of a global conference that has taken place twice in Kuala Lumpur, it has taken place in Singapore, taken place in Melbourne, it will take place in Kuwait, India, Pakistan, and the UK. So we are very blessed to have this conference, alhamdulillah. And we've got speakers like Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, Sheikh Dawood Butt, as I said, Yasmin Mujahid, Hela Banani, and we've got our own local speakers like Sheikh Fuzail Sufi, Sheikh Sadullah Khan, and our own Maulana Ibrahim Bam, and my good self. And the thing is, there are a few things I want to say. Now, who must attend this conference? I would say anyone must attend the conference. It's not for people who necessarily got a problem in their marriage, neither is it for people who are single only, and so on and so forth. I think it's only for all people, it's for everyone. Because this is multidimensional. They have workshops, they have the plenary sessions, they have all of that they have. And the thing is, you know, what I find, that all of us need to be uplifted and to be inspired. So, you know, I have no doubt in my mind, inshallah, that whoever comes will benefit, and no one has ever left disappointed. And the thing is also, you know, normally in this conference, 70% of the attendees are females. And many of the mothers and sisters say, why didn't my father, why did my father or mother, not come for the conference? Why, for example, they, our fathers especially, and our males must play a part. They must also come, inshallah, for it. And because they are saying it's important, because the information you can glean from there is something that is very, very critical, and you can grow as individuals, you can inspire children. And you and I know that in South Africa and other parts of the world, that our divorce rates are very high, and there are instances when men and women can take the marriage to another level, and you learn about a different range of things. It's going to take place 30th of July at the Centen Convention Center. It's going to be a full day from 9 o'clock to 8:30 that evening, and we are working so hard to ensure its success, that people come there and they're going to say, my gosh, we have learned something about ourselves, we learned about relationships, we learned about leadership, and we learned about, you know, what advice we need to give people. So alhamdulillah, you know, to me, I don't think in my own humble experience we ever had a conference of this magnitude. Neither did we have a conference with such intensity and such expansiveness. You know, for me, the only downside to me, downside, I'll say it here, is the fact that we cannot get all our dynamic scholars to participate in this program, because we are partnering with the people in Malaysia, and so they've got 7 of their speakers there already. And so, you know, we would like to have, inshallah, maybe for the next one, other local speakers also to participate. And also the good news is that we are engaging with the women's groups and, you know, people from the Houghton and other areas. And they, all of them, and Allah bless them all for participating. And this is the point, you know, Maulana, I must say this to you. One of the biggest issues that affect the Ummah today, we do not read, we do not go for conference, we don't listen to lectures. And as a result, that many of us, including myself, we are so ignorant about our deen. We are so ignorant about the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a father, as a husband, so on and so forth. And I think this year, inshallah, you know, if you come with an open heart that you want to learn, it will rekindle that passion. It will really, we'll begin to celebrate once again the noble institution of marriage. And inshallah, it will contribute largely to stemming the tide of divorce. And we're going to promote, really, the beauty of this marriage. So alhamdulillah, 30th of July, Centen Convention Center. And they can go to our website, www.marriageconference.org. And you'll see a whole range of things there.
Yes, it is, but I mentioned that this is, I think, we've had the marriage conferences in South Africa, in Johannesburg before, but the one with this, as you said, with such a, you know, such the different speakers from all over the world and such a great, of this magnitude, it's the first time that we have in something like this. And as you said, that there has been many in Malaysia and in other places as well, but the first time here in South Africa. And it is by one of the messages that is coming through. And you said earlier that it's not limited, it's for everyone to come, whether you're married, not married, you know, for everyone to come. But they're just asking that, what is it, or what would be a positive outcome from such a conference?
You see, there are a few things. One thing I need to also speak about, that we also got what you call soul seekers. The purpose of soul seekers is, you know, there are lots of young people today are looking for a marriage partner, and this is going to be done in a compliant way. How it happens is that you go to the website and you fill in the form, and that on that particular day, what you'll find on that particular day is that you are given a number. So no one knows your name, number, or phone number. And under supervision, the supervisor, the alim, would ask questions of the female. You listen to the answers, so on and so forth. And then you say, you know, alhamdulillah, I think, you know, I like the values of this sister. Yes, sister 01, for example. And when there is an exact match, then you, under supervision of the mahrams and your family, whatever, you can have the conversation together. And who knows? And for example, in Melbourne, they had 15 people that connected with each other. And alhamdulillah, and there have been many, many happy marriages. Now, the outcome what we're expecting from there is multifold. We would like the overseas speakers to say they've come to South Africa, they've come, they've spoken to a receptive audience. We would like them to say that we are well organized. And from the part of the audience, they want to say they've never been to something so dynamic, so inspirational, that created in their hearts a love for the deen. And the point, you know, that my wife pointed out to me, and alhamdulillah, she has been there for the 2 conferences in Asia, she'll be joining me again. And she says that, you know, the family must come as a complete unit, because we also got a kiddies corner there. And so the idea is to make this an experience of a lifetime. And I have no doubt in my mind, inshallah, that this will go well. And this will be an incentive for others in our community to also organize things, in such a magnitude. And I think, my aim, inshallah, is because, and remember for me, I said all the time, is an authentic response to an authentic need in our community. I mean, my day never ends without me seeing a number of people every day with their issues, young people with their issues, married people with their issues, and so on and so forth. It's an everyday thing, and we have become a very, very sad community. So this idea is not there for any purpose beyond serving the needs of the Ummah, inshallah. Inshallah, may Allah bless this conference. And I have no doubt in my mind that those who attend will say, wow, it was indeed a wonderful experience.
Yes, and this by just the time is 6 minutes to 12. But before we leave, another message that has come to is just with regards to they're not sure about maybe you could clear up some of these concerns. Is that they're asking is that if you buy the ticket, do you have to buy a separate one for the soul seekers, or how does that work?
No, if they go to the website, all the details are there. Detail is there, and I think that will give you a comprehensive one. For the soul seekers, there is a special ticket for that,
Okay.
And the thing, what we have done is even for the soul seekers, the idea, we don't want them to cut themselves off some of the speeches that will take place, because their slot will be more towards the latter part of the day. But in the meanwhile, they could listen to all the speakers, the main speakers, enjoy them, go for the, whatever it is, and then they, so it's, I would like the website, you love it, it's very colorful,
mm-hmm.
It's also, there's lots of information there, and inshallah, I pray that we take this active step and we'll be informed.
Yes, the website that you should visit for more information on this is marriageconference.org. That's with no spaces, marriageconference.org. From there, you'll be able to gauge who are the speakers, who will be addressing the people, what is the program, what are the ticket prices, everything you will find online, and you can buy the tickets online as well. It is by the time is 5 minutes to 12. We've come to the end of the program, and another very good program that we've had. So before you leave us, maybe with some of your parting advice.
My parting advice is this, brothers and sisters.
At this point?
Yeah, brothers and sisters, what I want to say to you, that you mustn't, for example, take your family for granted. We don't want any one of you to have regrets, And I think it's very, very important for you to understand that in life you have an opportunity, and if you're going to do something, do it now. Engage with your family and show them that love and affection, and their partners must also be reciprocal. They must be forgiving, inshallah. Let us create happiness in our homes. Let us not create homes that kids want away from it, their spouses want talaq, and so on and so forth. Let us always see the bigger picture, that you must only be hurt if you do not fulfill Allah's commands. Do not get hurt if your husband forgot to tell you he loves you.
Yes, Jazakumullah khairan for that. It is by, and just a reminder to those who did call in on the program, we do have your numbers, inshallah. We will contact you. We'll get the details from Idrisbai, give the details to Idrisbai, and they will work out how to get you those tickets. And just a reminder to the first caller, the very first caller who phoned in, they had left before leaving their contact details. So you can contact us again. Just phone us and leave your contact details so that we may forward it to Idrisbai, and then we can get you those tickets.
Yes, and where's my friend Maulana Junaid?
Today Maulana Junaid he was in Middleburg taking imtihan, so therefore he was unable to join us for the program. But inshallah, he will be back next week.
No, Maulana, I must say I enjoyed the interaction with you. But just tell him that I feel diminished. I'm not hearing his voice.
We all feel him that way.
And you call my salams to him, right?
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, Rizbai. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, that brings us to the end of Al-Mashriq for today. Inshallah, Junaid Jassat will be back on Monday at 11, after the 11 a.m. News. And with that, we leave you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.